ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Hello, everyone. This is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you for hitting download or subscribe or favourite or I don't know, whatever.
Just thanks for listening.
Whatever you hit, whatever you did. Just thanks for doing what you did.
Talking about doing things. Do you ever judge when you go into the toilet and you smell floral and you go, someone just did a poo? Does that ever...
No.
Does that make you giggle?
No. No, you're weird.
To me.
You're weird.
And then I try to figure out who was the last one to leave the toilet. And I'm
I'd rather walk in and smell just floral.
Yeah, you're right.
Than smell the floral poo mix
that
you often get. Because my mum always said air fresheners just make your poo smell rosy.
And so you've got a mix of poo.
And lavender.
And lavender. So you kind of mixed emotions there because one's nice, one's not.
The one that we've got at the moment, the air freshener at home, it's called Fresh Linen.
Oh, yeah.
What is fresh linen?
It's like new car smell. Like it's a smell we all know, but you can't really define.
I think they're clutching at straws there with fresh linen.
They just put a bit of detergent.
Yeah, that's right.
In the spray.
Smells like Omo. Omo flavored. Can't put that on the label, can they? Thanks for downloading the pod, everyone. Enjoy.
I don't know if I believe these whispers, Cliffo, but there are some rumours circulating that Bindi Irwin is secretly pregnant with a new bub. She's having a croc baby. No, so Grace Warrior Powell was born 4 months ago to Chandler and Bindi.
She married a guy named Chandler. He's only the second Chandler I've ever heard of.
Maybe there's more in America. He's American. Maybe there's more Chandlers.
It's probably more.
But they were married nearly a year to the day they were married. They had little Grace. So they got pregnant pretty soon after getting married. And she has said in the past she wants a lot of babies. So supposedly a source told Australia's Woman's Day.
Oh, well, if it's a source in Woman's Day,
Bindi is so happy and walking on air that she's already pregnant again with baby number two. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Believe it if you want. Don't believe it if you don't want. Whatever. I want to know, though, on 13, 10, 60, how quickly after giving birth did you fall pregnant again? Because I heard, it's an old wives' tale, but there's like a belief out there that you can't fall pregnant while breastfeeding.
Oh,
that's definitely not true. But some people, you know, may have mistaken that for fact and not used protection or whatever. Or maybe you tried to fall pregnant soon after.
I'm impressed with any woman who will do what it takes to get pregnant.
After having a baby.
After having a child. Because I've been there for the birth of two of them. And it's a thing.
It's a thing. There's normally a fair bit of recovery. Before it's comfortable to
There's a
do
reason
again.
Men don't give birth, Gabby, and that's because there would not be a lot of reproduction on this earth. Like God wanted us to reproduce.
That's why he made it women's.
Mate, it is hectic and yeah. It's a thing though. Like the old wives tale about, you know, you're not going to get pregnant while you're breastfeeding.
Well, it's such a lie because my friend is still breastfeeding her 2-year-old and has a baby. So, yeah, definitely not a thing. But 13, 10, 60, did you fall pregnant soon after giving birth and how soon was
how
it?
How soon?
How close together were your bubs?
How soon after having a baby did you fall pregnant again? 13, 10, 60.
Did you have two babies under one?
Props to you.
Wouldn't
you're a mad
be
person,
insane?
By the way. What about these people who are like, yeah, I got three under three. And every time you meet them, they've got these mad bags under their eyes.
And we don't want to talk twins.
Tired and...
We don't want to talk twins.
No,
like
not twins.
Actually getting pregnant after giving birth.
13, 10, 60. Brooke's here. Brooke, how soon was it for you, mate?
Hi, guys. So I had three in 3 years, and that was actually meant to be a fourth.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow, Brooke.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Why?
That's very close.
Why, Brooke? Are you a mad woman?
How quickly after giving birth, for the quickest, did you fall pregnant?
So the first one would have been only about 3 months old.
Wow.
Oh, wow, yeah. Brooke.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like...
Planned?
No. It wasn't until after the second we found out I had a blood syndrome and I actually couldn't be on the pill or anything like that. It cancelled it out.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah. Oh, right. So it was a yes. contraception fail.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, that's a nice
well,
little surprise,
meant to be,
isn't
yeah.
it? It's almost like, Brooke, you spent a solid most part of 3 years pregnant, which is so impressive.
That is.
13, 10, 60, Amanda's here. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Amanda. How quickly did it happen for you?
Within 3 months. So woo-hoo. I had my little boy and then found out that I was pregnant again. So if she was 10 days earlier, that would have been 2 in the same year.
Wow. Only 10 days pushed her
Isn't
into the
that
next year.
Way to paint the picture. Like having.
No point mucking around, is it?
A birthday.
same year.
So they have 2 on the same day, same age for a couple of weeks and they hate it.
And they hate it. Because they don't get the special kind of highlight at their birthday time.
13, 10, 60. Hey, Jazz.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Jazz. How quickly did it happen for you?
Wasn't me. I'm lucky enough to have them all 2 years apart.
That's a nice. Because we left 5 years between Jazz, and that was too long.
2 years.
I did that between the first and the second. Too long. I now have 3 under. I've got 5, 2, and now 4 months.
Not bad.
It's hectic. My sister, she had 2 in the same year.
I wanted to ask a question, but it's your sister, so you might not know. But getting pregnant that soon after giving birth.
She wasn't breastfeeding. Now, if you're breastfeeding at the start, the chances of falling pregnant early is, you know, it's obviously it can happen, but, you know, it does decrease your chances a little bit.
But doing the deed is what I'm...
Yeah, no, she's crazy.
That's the thing for me. I'm like, how did you have time? And B, really? What? And we did put it out there. There was a bit of disgust in the air at the start of the week when we learnt that the Kiwis, the New Zealanders, stole a record from Queensland.
How dare they?
Last year, it happened 12 months ago for the world's biggest lamington, coming in at nearly 3,000 kilos.
I'm so horrified.
The size of a car.
I'm horrified that this was able to happen, that the Kiwis could steal something from Queensland, but we are looking into whether we can steal it back.
And we've been talking a little bit with the CWA, the Country Women's Association of Queensland.
They are the authority on baking.
We actually went along yesterday. We met Janet, the president of the CWA. And this was very smart of you. You actually baked the cake.
I did.
Part of the lamington the night before.
Waiting around
so
for 30 minutes.
So we didn't have to wait around.
For it to cook would have been
And then cooling
a bit
time and it's a whole thing.
It's
so
a whole thing.
We were very, very prepared when we went in and we started off after we made the batter and all that, with the million-dollar question about the raw batter. Enjoy.
See, is this the thing, Jeanette? Are you allowed to eat it? Because it's got
it's raw in it.
Like, what's the official CWA rule?
Because I did.
Because I don't have a problem with it.
You know what? I've always had the kids lick the beaters.
And they're still alive?
The beaters, and we're all still alive. I suppose if you've got an allergy or an intolerance to eggs, I probably wouldn't lick the beaters.
And they say if you're pregnant, no... raw egg.
Yeah, but I, you know, just follow health regulations. But if you want to lick the beaters, come on.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
And if you get sick from it, you didn't hear it here.
I always leave a tiny bit in the bowl accidentally.
Okay, so our batter's all done and it looks amazing.
It looks good. It takes 30 to 40 minutes to cook and then you're meant to freeze it overnight. So we're going to be here a while.
Yep. Do you want to do the line now?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to do the line? Because
we don't want to wait all night.
We're going to have that baked and wait all night, but then...
Here's one I prepared earlier.
Here's one she prepared earlier. Oh, that was so good. That felt so good.
Did
that
feel
good for you?
It felt so good. I feel like an actual TV chef.
All right.
All right, let's just
let's talky-talky, more eaty-eaty. I'm so excited for this. They smell amazing.
Oh, my God. They're really good.
Oh, yum.
That is fantastic.
It's so moist. It's so chocolatey. Like, it's a really good balance of flavours. What do you think, Jeanette?
The cake's beautiful. Absolutely.
Oh,
mate, if this is the sign of things to come for the biggest lamington crusade, I think we're going to have a very happy state on our hands.
I think we're in good stead. We're making good moves forward.
Yeah. Absolutely. Makes it easy now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the cake down pat.
We know
we've got the production line happening.
Mm.
Now we just have to get those people to come and
just
make it.
Just got to times it by 3,000.
30,000 eggs, here we come.
So there it is. our first crack with the CWA, we now, the experts when it comes to lamos.
We now know how to make them. A Lamington at a small scale. So now it's time to up that scale.
Blowing it up to be the size of a car.
Yeah. So we need to
That's
work on that.
That's the next challenge.
That's what we need to work on
next. That's a pretty big step.
It's a little one.
But see us at the CWA. There's a video and stuff. It's going to go on our Instagram, at Cliffo and Gabby. And that's worth going on the Insta now too.
Yeah.
Just to see us in our floral CWA aprons.
It's really a glimpse into my future.
I felt very pretty.
Yeah, you looked very pretty.
Thank you. Thank you. One of my favourite pastimes lately, Gabs, since the kids got the super duper cubby house that my dad bought.
Like, and built.
It's a Poppy special. Bought, built, put together. I claim the credit. It's fantastic. One of my favourite pastimes is just sitting back on the outdoor setting in the backyard, having a few beers, watching the kids play.
Cute.
Got to get up occasionally.
Such a dad thing to
referee
do.
Referee an argument.
Yeah.
Push a kid on a swing. Got to do something.
You're that guy who's going to sit on the patio with a beer with a rope tied to the swing so you can just 100%. Like push them while you chill out.
That's not lazy. That's smart.
That's genius.
And it happened on the weekend. I was drinking a few beers. I was drinking heavies when usually I'm a mid-strength beer drinker. And I was a few in. And my wife, she worked on Saturday. So she finished work and she got home and she's like, I'll be in on that action. So she nipped to Dan Murphy's, got herself a couple of bottles of wine. So that was all fun and games. She got back. I'm a couple of beers in at this point. So you'll hear that in the audio I'm about to play.
That's
I'm
why you're setting this up.
I'm a little bit giggly.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. But when Mish got back from Dan Murphy's, she was smiling like the Cheshire Cat. She was a happy chappy. She was really, really happy. And I found out why she was smiling from ear to ear, what made her day at the grog shop. Have a listen.
Right, Amish, tell everyone why you're happy today, mate. What happened?
I got carded at Dan's.
Got carded at Uncle Dan's. How old are you?
35.
Ooh, 35. Jeez, I'm doing well, aren't I? Batting above my average.
Absolutely.
Yeah, carded at 35.
That is a compliment. It is.
Man, she's walking around all puff chested, like, look at that.
My face cream's working.
And I think, like, a few days before she had her hair done.
Oh, yeah.
Got her hair did. Like, nails were done.
She's feeling real good.
Feeling pretty good anyway. Mm. Then to be carded at Dan, she's like, 35 and still got it. But I wanted to put it out there. I reckon we can beat it. 13, 10, 60. Oldest person to get carded.
Mm.
So, oldest person
to
be asked for ID.
So we're trying to beat 35.
I'm 36. So I'm turned 37 soon. So I'm about 2-ish years older than my wife. I cannot remember the last time I was carded. I am a little bit more weather beaten than my beautiful wife. What are you? You're 33?
I'm 33 and I went to go to a casino during the holidays and on my way in I got out my ID to show them and they went, no, you're good. And I was devastated. So it's been a while since I've been carded.
Might as well be like, you're good old girl.
Yeah.
We don't need to.
We know you're old.
We don't need to cart you, oldie.
I was so we sad.
Not Michelle, mate. When she got carded to Dan, she's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. 13, 10, 60. Get on the air today as well. You get $50 to spend at Macca's. So if you've got a story for us, call us 13, 10, 60 because it could be worth a pineapple to spend at Macca's. But oldest person to get carded, let's start at, I reckon, about the 40 mark. Because if Michelle's 35, we'll jump to 40. If you've been carded,
God, you're like an 40 auctioneer.
And above, totally. 13, 10, 60.
We're, 40, we got one. We're going to go. 40. That's on a 40.
Can I get a 42? 43, coming in strong. 45. 13, 10, 60. Shane's here. How old, Shane?
40, mate.
Whoa, good work, Shane. Where was it?
I turned the big 4-0 in March, and my wife and I decided to drop the kids off and go out for the night.
Lovely.
And we went to this pub bar, and my wife walked straight on in, and security stopped me and asked me for my card.
Oh my God, she'd be so mad about that.
Spewing. Oh, my wife would not get over that one.
You're
lucky she didn't leave you, Shane. That's a good one. 13, 10, 60. Glyn's here now. Glyn, can you beat being carded at 40 years old?
Just slightly.
Yeah.
How old were you?
57.
57!
3 years off to your 60th, mate.
Yeah.
I know. Tell me about it.
So did you just try to walk on in and they stopped you?
No, this was at Dan Murphy's.
Another dance story.
And it was actually, yeah, it was actually two police officers.
Oh. Oh.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
Whoa.
So how did that work? Like, had you already made your purchase or you were lining up?
No, on the way in. No, on the way in. This was in Alice Springs this year, June of this year. Yeah, okay. On the way in, et cetera, and there was a couple of officers there, et cetera, and just checking randomly and, yeah.
That's random.
You go, Glenn.
God, yes.
You're doing something, right?
Before,
huh? Yeah.
13, 10, 60. Tess is here. You got a story. Tess, oldest person to be carded. We're at 57's our record so far. Can you beat it?
Good morning. Yes, I can. My mum, Elizabeth, 79 years.
Oh,
you've got to be kidding me. Where, when, how did this happen?
So we were at a family reunion, and on the way home, mum didn't think she'd had enough to drink. She wanted a nightcap. The first place we passed was Fitzy's in Toowoomba.
Right, okay.
So we popped in, and there was a line up to get in. We didn't think we'd be asked for ID, but it happened.
There you go.
Oh. See, the thing is, when you carded at 79, you got to remember, where did I put my ID?
I need to apologise to someone right now, Cliffo, because I became that guy. That guy who gets annoyed that people won't adhere to the gluten-free lifestyle. I'm that guy.
Everyone.
That guy.
That guy.
I know.
Everyone knows that guy.
You know, it's that guy that you go to a cafe or restaurant with and they have to talk to the waiter for about 5 minutes and the waiter has to check with the kitchen 3 times before figuring out what they want to and can eat off the menu.
The tone that guy uses, it's always a bit
arrogant.
Mansplaining.
Very arrogant.
Bit arrogant, bit talking down. I don't know if you know what gluten is, but it comes from wheat.
And it makes me poo.
It makes me sick.
Anywho, it makes me very sick. It does. But I was that guy when I called to order pizza the other night.
Oh, on the phone too.
It was on the phone too. It wasn't even in person. Yeah. So I called my favourite pizza place and it's been a bee in my bonnet for the last few times that we've ordered pizza because on the menu they have a garlic pizza, but you can't order it gluten-free. But all the other pizzas, you can. And I was a bit confused by that. So I call up to order. I normally order online, but I wanted to ask why. So I
you do realize, like, it's a pizza shop. You're going to get, like, a 13-year-old who works 2-3-hour shifts a week, and you're going to pretty much quiz them on why this pizza shop, probably part of a big chain, has made this
national
decision. I guess it's a local
one. It wasn't a head office thing. It's a local.
Doesn't make it any better.
So I call up, and I was like, hey. You've got gluten-free pizza on your... you've got gluten-free pizza on your menu, but your garlic pizza doesn't come with that option.
What's going on?
Can I get a garlic pizza on gluten-free? And they just went, hold on, I'll check.
Oh, God.
There was a bit of chatter in the background. They come back and they go...
Yeah, the chatter's like,
sorry.
Hey, owner, I've got that guy. You know that guy?
That guy's
gluten guy?
On the phone.
That guy's on the phone.
She comes back and she goes, sorry, no, we can't do a gluten-free garlic pizza. And so I just went... But why? Like, please explain why you can't get a gluten-free base.
25 other toppings on the menu, but we can't move on. We have to ask the question
but
why.
But why? And so she's like, hold on a minute, please. Then there was more chatter in the background. And she comes back and she's like, look, we'll do it this one time. And I was like, hell yes! What a win!
The moon hits your eye.
Got your garlic pizza, mate.
I got my gluten-free garlic pizza, but you know what that means. Now moving forward, I can be like, but you did it last time.
Yeah. I remember her name. It was Gina. Gina did it for me.
She
is
did
Gina
it last
there?
Time.
Put Gina on. Something you're going to froth over, Gabs, because
Okay.
You've got a reputation on the show for applying for reality TV shows.
But I don't
that
you're submit.
Never, ever, ever going to actually go on.
I do it for your benefit because I get the application up and I go through all of the questions so that I can then report on what you need to do if you want to apply. It's
well,
all for you.
You say you don't submit, but clearly they've already got your email because they then harass you for weeks later going,
why haven't you pressed submit?
Are you going to finish?
Are you going to apply for this or not?
As long as I've known Gabby, she's applied for TV shows, she's never going to go on. It's hilarious.
The Bachelor like 5 times, Five Once a Wife.
Married at First Sight.
All of them.
I did that one. So these are the TV show applications Aussies are Googling the most.
Okay.
So not the most popular reality TV shows to watch, the ones that Aussies want to go on the most. So a study was conducted over a 12-month period and found out that, drumroll please.
I'm ready.
Love Island is the most popular reality show to apply for and to want to go on. Love Island. Look, that, to me, that makes sense.
Does it?
Sitting around on an island. They don't really do anything other than look at hot people.
Yeah.
Other hot people. So,
and that, you don't have to marry anyone. You don't have to like actively look for love, really.
100%.
You just have to be up for a good time.
You go and have a good time.
It's a party.
That had nearly 50,000 searches.
Wow, okay.
And the next most Googled show to apply for only had about 11,000, and that was The Block.
Whoa, that is quite a decline.
Yeah.
From Love Island to The Block.
Tell me about
that
it,
right? That is such opposite.
I've always said if you're going to win a reality show, you want it to be The Block, because that's the one where you can potentially make millions.
A lot of money.
But it was like that. Love Island had heaps, and then everyone was sort of clumped down well below them. But The Block came in at number 2, Big Brother, number 3, The Amazing Race, which looks fun, at number 4.
Yeah, but it's a lot of work, isn't it? Like, you'd have to be fit. A
lot more work than Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
The Bachelor Australia was number 5. Yeah. Surprisingly, people like to watch Married at First Sight, but don't really want to go on it.
Oh, I'm
shocked. Only ranked 10th.
I'm not shocked at all. We love watching the train wreck as it is, but can you imagine your family watching you as the train wreck?
Oh, God. Right? So Married at First Sight came in at number 10. It was beaten by Hard Quiz, the game show on the ABC.
Yeah.
MasterChef, The Voice, and House Rules. So what that tells me is Aussies would rather be quizzed on food while singing and building a house than go on Married at First Sight.
That sounds accurate.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.